Well, it finally happened. A drug giant has opened an autism unit to try to find new uses for current medications for autism. Get ready. I mean, get ready, because the Pandora's box just got open. There's a lot of press on this about how great Pfizer is. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but who the heck, it's public record. How great Pfizer is for opening up this new wing in their company. The guys that are running have kids that are autistic. Big deal. I got news for you. Most kids, in fact, I'm going to say 92% of the kids that I've ever seen in my practice that tried any medication did not do well on it. Why? Because that is not the problem. You can try all day long to find medications to make them less aggressive, less anxious, less socially withdrawn, and it's going to take a long time to ever find one that'll do that without horrible side effects. Okay, let's take a deep breath and realize for a second that we're talking about a drug company that makes billions of dollars. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I got to tell you, I don't really think that they probably have the most altruistic of motives, because if you know anything about autism, I'm sure you probably do if you're watching this, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of those kids being diagnosed every year. That's a great market for Pfizer, isn't it? I'm sure they'd like to find a new use for current medications and get those kids taking Paxil and Prozac and all this other stuff. And here's the thing. Probably a few percentage of those kids will respond to them. The vast majority won't. In fact, the vast majority will respond negatively to those medications, because that's not the problem. The problem is they have a functional neurological imbalance, most often involving a weakness or a malfunction on the right side of their brain. Coupled with that, almost every one of them has metabolic problems. They've got blood sugar disturbances. They have neural inflammation in the brain. They've got GI inflammation. They've got detoxification problems. They have autoimmune conditions. Those drugs aren't going to do anything for that. They're going to do nothing for that. So don't mean to knock the shine off of the pretty new press release and the ribbon-cutting ceremony they had, but the real drug trials on autistic kids are going to happen real soon, folks, and it's when they decide that they're going to start putting these old medications that they've had out for a while and try to get some studies done by giving them to some autistic kids and see how they respond. They're going to be the canary in the coal mine, as it were. You need to know about this. That's why I brought it up. Don't believe the hype. Hopefully I don't sound like I'm being hype. I'm trying to tell you the real deal here. Pfizer, not real sure about their motives when it comes to this. In fact, I'm real sure I don't trust them at all. I don't trust them at all. These are the same people that made some of the vaccines that actually damaged some of these kids. So I kind of think they're trying to get it from both sides, you know. We make a product, we try to ram it down your throat, that have an immunological assault against your kid that is certainly a factor in autism. Oh, and by the way, we've got some medications over here that could address some of the symptoms that we cause by that. That's kind of a very... You know, you're kind of getting it from both ends there, aren't you? That's it for me today. I just had to rant for a second.